Welcome to a new edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Sit back and enjoy this new episode. And we are back on this first Saturday of March 2023. I'm Jim Freeman, Director of Marketing here at Kelly Financial Services. Now, the month of March can be a cruel month in New England as it teases us with spring, but there's usually a lot of winter wallop left to go. But we've had a mild winter comparatively. And joining me in a minute will be Kelly Financial's President and CEO, Kelly Kelly, to talk about Social Security, a topic rightly given a good deal of attention in her new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future. And in preparing for our discussion this morning, I did a little homework. You know, back in October, the Social Security Administration announced the cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for benefit checks in 2023. And due to soaring inflation this past year, seniors will receive 8.7% more this year, the largest increase since 1981, and the fourth highest bump ever. That increase will add up to about $146 more per check for the average retiree, according to the nonprofit AARP. And here's a little tidbit for you. Most people receive their Social Security payments on Wednesdays. There are exceptions, of course, but you can go to the website ssa.gov for the specific payment dates for your circumstances, along with other pertinent information. And now, Kelly, welcome back to Save Money Strategies. You know, there's so much to unpack with Social Security, and the question is always where to start. And with that, you do have a good starting point.
Good morning, and thank you, Jim. It's always fun to join you on a Saturday morning. I think a good place to start is with the viability of the Social Security system itself.
Right.
You know, there's been a lot of silly talk of Social Security running out of money, going bankrupt, leaving tens of millions of Americans with huge gaps in their retirement income sometime around 2034. So here's the deal. Yes, the system is under strain. That is obvious, especially given the nation's high debt loads and thanks to the financial instability and government spending that accompanied the pandemic. But here's the thing. Even if Congress were not to touch Social Security with no reforms, it would likely still pay roughly 79 cents on the dollar, as payroll taxes would keep the payments going.
I'm glad you started off with that metric. There is widespread speculation about the solvency of the system, but this has been known for some time now. In fact, Social Security payments are actually knowable because the system is based on demographics, and we know the numbers. Back when the program started in the 1930s, we had something like 37 workers supporting one retiree. Today, it might be around 3 workers supporting one retiree. In fact, it may actually be fewer than 3 workers. The last major reforms to Social Security were enacted 40 years ago, in 1983, back when we also had issues with the system. It's hard to know what changes will look like going forward to ensure retirees get 100 cents in the dollar. Still, it's a long way away.
Jim, it's difficult for me to imagine there won't be any reforms. I know younger generations, Gen X and millennials, worry about getting Social Security at all, but I think that because the system is often the foundation of retirement income for so many people, it will continue to be a dependable paycheck for people in their retirement years.
Well, let's hope so. In your book, you address Social Security as it is a big component of income for so many people. And on the first page of the chapter you dedicate to the subject, you write about Social Security from this approach, and I quote, "At Kelly Financial, we take a step back before we take a step forward with our clients," end quote. Now, that seems like a novel approach. So, Kelly, help us understand what you mean by that statement.
Well, Jim, before we enter into any serious Social Security discussions with clients, we simply step back to listen and learn from them. We want to hear about what their retirement looks like, how they envision their lifestyle. We want to know about their sources of income and their health, among other things. And from these conversations, a clearer picture emerges. We are able to formulate a strategy and unlock all the benefits for Social Security as part of the larger plan. Here's an interesting stat. Social Security benefits replace 40% of a person's original income when they retire. So it's really important to get this right for people.
That is indeed a significant piece of your retirement income puzzle. And this is a good place to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more Social Security with Kelly Kelly. Stay tuned.
The Kelly Advisor Podcast.
I'm John Boudreaux, host of Kelly Financial's Safe Money Strategies. Accomplished conductors lead successful orchestras. They possess the right technical, personal, and conducting skills, along with an extensive and insightful knowledge of music. When it comes to your retirement planning, who's conducting your financial future? For more than 20 years, families have given that baton to the advisors and planners at Kelly Financial Services, leading their clients to fulfilling and financially secure retirements. So call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org for a complimentary appointment. How does that sound? We are Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
The Kelly Advisor Podcast.
All right, and we're back. I'm here with Kelly Kelly, President and CEO of Kelly Financial Services, and we're talking Social Security this morning. Much of our discussion this morning centers on the chapter about Social Security in Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future. I know the book is already a success, Kelly, and congratulations on that. And you offer it in print version as well as an electronic flipbook version. How can people get a copy?
Jim, you can reach out to me on 888-800-1881 or send me an email, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. I am so grateful for the positive feedback we've been getting. And I have to say, we have sent out all of the books in our very first order. We are now sending books from our second order, which is amazing. I am just so grateful, as I said. And I hope that it helps people in their first steps towards a fulfilling retirement.
Yes, and while we are focusing on the important matter of Social Security, the book is chock full of good material for people contemplating retirement or just in retirement, and it is understandable. You're not speaking over people, but speaking to them and with them. It's very engaging.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a great experience. And I know that you are very anxious for me to do another one, but I've been enjoying talking about the book quite a bit.
You know, I think when it comes to Social Security, it seems like many people only think so far as, quote, yes, end quote. They don't take the time to understand the various options available to them. Instead, because it is common knowledge, you can begin your benefits at age 62. And that's what many of us do. While more people are opting to delay taking benefits, age 62 is still firmly the most popular age to start. On one hand, I'm surprised by that fact. And on the other hand, I guess I'm not surprised by that fact either.
It's interesting you picked up on that, Jim. One of our financial advisors at Kelly Financial, Greg Workman, is a National Social Security Advisor Certificate holder. He really digs into this. And in fact, he helped me a lot with bill passing and having a minor. In fact, William, you know, is still a minor at 17.
Right.
He led me in the right direction. Because, you know, there are benefits when a spouse passes and you have a minor. And there were some other areas that he helped me with. Greg Workman laments over the fact that so many people leave Social Security money on the table. People may not know this, but no one can legally advise you about your Social Security benefits. The government specifically stipulates because Social Security is a benefit you alone have paid into and earned, your Social Security decisions too are yours alone.
And as we know, Social Security administrators know their stuff. I know we've had Kurt Czernowski as a guest on this program a number of times, and he's also been a speaker at our past Bill Kelly's annual Christmas event. And Kurt was a senior staff member of the Social Security Administration. He really knows his stuff. So they actually do have knowledgeable resources at the administration.
Yes, that's right, Jim. Kurt is really good. He actually guided me as well. I mean, our resources are wonderful because outside of the Social Security Administration, they do not guide you much at all. Still, when it comes to financial professionals, we can't push you in any direction, but there's a big but here. Working with a well-informed financial professional is still incredibly practical for your Social Security decisions. Why? Because someone who's worth his or her salt will know what the withdrawal strategies might pertain to your specific circumstances and will ask questions that will help you determine what you're looking for when it comes to your Social Security. And I have to say, between Kurt and Greg Workman, I was given very good information and I knew exactly what to do and what to ask when I was in contact with the Social Security Administration.
I think that is the value of the advisors at Kelly Financial and what they bring to the table. As I like to say, they are your financial and retirement coaches. You still drive your own destiny, of course. You are the ultimate decision maker. But having a trusted financial advisor guiding you and directing you is really something you should take stock in. And before I forget, Kelly Financial has a newly revised consumer guide on this very topic.
We do, Jim. It was just updated with current information. It's called Social Security Decisions: What, When, Who, and How. It's a very good primer on how to optimize Social Security benefits. The guide more broadly covers how Social Security benefits may fit into your retirement plan, including why poor planning could cost you, who you should consult with first, and this is really important, how Medicare can factor into your Social Security decisions. There are so many variables to consider with Social Security. While I can appreciate those people who do claim their benefits at the earliest possible stage of age 62, I think people should consider the range of options potentially at their disposal. Sure, maybe claiming benefits at 62 is the best option for you, but at least take the time to explore options. If you can wait longer, you might receive more in benefits.
Well, Kelly, thanks for joining me today. I think we've covered some solid ground on Social Security. I know it can be a very confusing subject for people to fully grasp, but the good news is that people do have a resource to turn to, and that's Kelly Financial Services. For just about 20 years now, the advisors have been helping people in Greater Boston lead fulfilling retirements, and you could be one of them. One more time, how can you get a copy of the book and the consumer guide?
Jim, always great to be with you. You can contact me for the book, The Consumer Guide, and to make a complimentary appointment with one of our financial advisors. You can call me at 888-800-1881 or email me directly, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. to reserve your copy and to make an appointment.
Well, that's good stuff. I know there's so much more to cover in the book, and you'll be back to dive in next week. So be sure to get your copy of Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future, and the newly revised Consumer Guide on Social Security.
Thank you, Jim. It's been wonderful chatting with you this morning, as always.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Join us for future episodes as we explore retirement planning and much more.
You've been listening to the Kelly Advisor Podcast, produced by Kelly Financial Services, a Greater Boston-based firm providing financial solutions to those in or near retirement. Call at 888-800-1881. Engage with kellyfinancial.org. And follow on Facebook and LinkedIn. Kelly Financial Services. Go retire with them. All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. John Budrys is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies radio show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, the firm has waived his advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement, where he receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, Mr. Budrys has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest.